Masechet Berachot, Perek He, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah is going to talk about Kavana, focus. How one has to, while he's approaching God in Tefillah, has to do it in the most serious manner, recognizing that he's standing in front of Melech Malchei HaMelachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King of all kings, the one who controls all. It's different than Shema. Shema is a private declaration where one accepts upon him all Malchut Shamayim. But Tefillah is where one is directly talking to Hashem, so it has to be treated in a very serious way. And the Mishnah says, "En omdim litpalel ela mitoch kovid rosh." A person, he's not allowed to pray. It's prohibited for him to pray unless he's in a very serious state of mind. He can't be in a joking manner. He can't be having a good time with his friends and then all of a sudden approach God in tefillah. Rather, he has to take a moment to get into a serious state of mind. Hasidim harishonim hayu shohin sha'ahat umitpalelim kedei shekavenu et libam lamakom. The pious people of earlier times, of the earlier generations, they would take 1 hour before they prayed, they would settle their mind, and then they would direct their tefillot to Hashem. They wouldn't just walk into a room and start praying, but rather they would take some time in order to focus, in order to clear their mind of all distractions, and view HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a sense, kivyachol, as standing in front of them. So they'd make sure that everything is in the preparation. Mishnah continues and says, "Afilu hamelech shoel bishlomo lo yeshivenu." Even if a king approaches somebody and wants to have a discussion with them, you don't answer them. You don't answer them. This law is different than Shema. Like we said in an earlier Mishnah, if somebody comes to have a discussion with you, there's a machloket between Tanakh Kama and Abi Yehuda. Do you answer him? Do you not answer him? But that's only talking about Shema. Over here in the Amidah, the Mishnah says, even if a melech, a king, comes to ask you how you doing, lo yeshivenu, you're not allowed to answer. And the Bar Tinura points out that davka melech Yisrael, that's only talking about a Jewish king who one is not fearful that he'll be harmed if he doesn't answer him. But if one's dealing with a king of an Oved Kochavim, an idol-worshipping king, who's going to take out his frustration on you, for not answering him, a person obviously is allowed to interrupt his Amidah in order to save his life. And the Mishnah continues and says, "Va'afilu nahash karuch al akebo lo yafsik." Even if you have a snake coiled at its heel, a person is not allowed to interrupt his Amidah in order to stop that snake, in order to walk away, to get rid of that snake. And obviously this type of snake is one that is not biting, is one that serves no danger to this individual. So you're not allowed to do anything about that snake. But if it was a snake that, God forbid, was deadly, or one that could harm an individual, of course you're allowed to pause your Amidah to get that snake away.